Well, I think any increased costs on businesses necessitate that business to put forward price increases, because we can only carry so much costs that come through. So it's difficult. The economy is inflationary related, etc., has created an awful lot of challenges, and for us to stay competitive, because we internationally trade and our competitors across Europe and elsewhere don't necessarily have some of the same cost base as we do. And Ireland has become a very expensive country to do business in. So an increase in that rate is going to be challenging. Having said that, the council have to provide services as well. And I believe that in previous times that they declined to increase the rates in County Leitrim. So I suppose there was an inevitability that the rates would have to increase at some point. And I guess that no more than all other service providers, their costs have increased as well. So if they're going to be able to maintain the service levels they offer, then ultimately they're going to have to increase rates. 5% figure is a lot, but maybe it could have been higher. I don't know. But yeah, it's a fixed cost, and it's a challenge on any business, especially in the retail sector and in those town centre locations. The footfall is key for them to maintain their business. So it's challenging for them to carry an additional cost base again over and above what it was. So I would hope that the service provision that would come from this increase would be reflected in the ability of those businesses to trade and to maintain and sustain the businesses that they have, and that they're able to grow and scale in time.
And do you feel like, maybe, I don't know if it's fair to say, that in terms of the incentives to help businesses compete locally, regionally, nationally, and even globally, does it feel like in this instance that maybe the incentives are getting lessened and the increase in costs are getting added on, and it's just, it's making for a tricky situation for a lot of people when they hear this increase in rates coming in? Or is it more of a situation where you have to be fair, being like, okay, well, look, if we're going to get these projects down the line, then fair enough, funding does need to come locally to facilitate that? Or just how do you see it in that sense?
I think it's really about balance. So if there is an increase coming, then all populations across the county, or any county, see that benefit and see that balance, or for that matter across the country. So you need balanced regional development. So we can't continue to top load all the population and the rest in the eastern seaboard. We've got to try and balance it across the west into the Midlands and across the west and down south, because if we don't do that, we're going to be top heavy as a country. So your service provision has to be spread. So I think people are willing to pay their taxes, willing to have the costs associated with running local government and running national government, because that's what gives us our democracy and what we have. But that spending of that monies and the realization of the benefits for communities from how those monies get spent is very important. So equally in the microcosm of County Leitrim, that even spread of the spend of the money that's available to the council from national government and from ratepayer and from the rates, that is seen as spread evenly and benefiting across the county. Because Manor Hamilton has had some benefits recently in terms of the Main Street developments and hopefully the industrial areas. That allows, you know, an economic activity and growth to come. But what's the next thing, and how does it strategically fit with the county development plan, and how do we see that balance across the county? Because equally, from the south of the county, there's a population and demographic difference from the north of the county, and how do we balance that?
I don't think anybody in business will be happy with the idea of our rates being increased. It's not funny. Everything seems to be going up in price. So we have our rates, the pensions are due to come in. There's also the cost of everything. For example, during COVID, during the years of COVID, I had 9 different increases in the price of paper, because we run a printing business here along with the shop. So everything's just going up in price. We're going to have a wage increase as well for employees too, and that's coming in the beginning of next year. So yeah, it's all hitting very, very hard, and none of it is benefiting us whatsoever. They do mention that we are getting a rebate in regards our rates, but to be honest with you, it's nothing. It's not going to make any impact on us whatsoever.
And is it almost, it's a tough line of work, and when there's no added incentives to be in the business, do you think that can explain why a lot of businesses have closed up and haven't returned?
Yeah, I genuinely do. I think, to be honest with you, the way the world is at the moment, everything has gone up in price, nothing's coming down. You really and truly have to increase your prices to keep above things, but nobody wants to do that either, because you don't want to lose your customers. The only good thing for us being in business is the fact that we love what we do. Here in Cathcart's, everybody who works here has a passion for working here. I absolutely love my job. I'm here in Manor Hamilton 16 years, and if I didn't love what I do and love being at work every single day, there's absolutely no reason for me to get out of bed.
And then when you hear that, okay, well, the increase in the rates is needed so it can help fund bigger projects down the line in a couple of years, does that ease it a little bit? Does that help in any way? Or is it kind of, that's more focusing on short-term pain, but a lot of businesses can't tolerate that right now?
There's two ways of looking at that. Number one, yes, it's projects in the future do need to be funded. I don't disagree with that whatsoever. But there's a second part to that as well. This is my business, and we're here in North Leitrim, Manor Hamilton. And until recently, the majority of the funding went to South Leitrim. So Carrick and Shannon got the majority of the funding. No matter what you applied for, it all went to South Leitrim. We have fought damn hard here in North Leitrim to get our funding, for example, for our painting scheme and for to get the streetscape here fixed up. But it's been a long, hard slog. So if I thought for even a second that some more funding was going to come to Lord Leitrim, to Manor Hamilton and the surrounding villages, fine. But it's not going to happen. We're still going to have to keep fighting for that funding. And I do understand the money has to go somewhere. But being honest, if you look at some of where the money has gone with the councils previously or where it's been spent, some of it doesn't actually make any sense. So it's very, very hard to turn around and say that, yes, we're going to increase your rates because you're going to get X, Y, Z. There's no promise of that. There's definitely no promise of anything for North Leitrim in the future unless we fight for it. And it's really, really, really difficult. It's very, very difficult. And I can understand why businesses can't survive, can't cope with it, and why they're closing. Sometimes the easiest thing is to, as I said, not get out of bed, just close it all. But yeah, no, it's just very, very tough. And I don't think anybody's going to be happy with the increase. Being honest with you, nobody would. Even if you're at home and they turn around and said your ESB bill is going to get increased, would any of us be happy? Nobody is. Nobody wants an increase. We all want to be able to live. We want to survive. We want to pay our bills. We want to feed our kids. And it's just getting harder and harder. And as I said, unless you have a passion or a love for what you do, sometimes it just doesn't feel worth it.
We were well treated with grants and everything, but now it just seems like it's a step to take it all back off us again. You know, where you think, wouldn't it have been better to keep the cost lower for longer in the long run rather than giving grants and then just take it all, you know, like a step back? If you see something for it, you have to, I suppose, there has to be something given back, and you have to see, it'd be nice to see something for it in the area, you know. So I suppose there is businesses struggling to, you know, to kind of cover rates as it is without any extra increases.